thanks for joining the Emerald Coast Essentials podcast. I am joined today with Dr. Matt of, correct me if I'm wrong here, but Dr. Frisbee and Cratch Chiropractic.
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, you are my longtime chiropractor, and my father-in-law is a chiropractor, and did, I think, a little assessment on you when we first started seeing you. You know, we've been pretty picky about our chiropractors, and you have not only been great for us, but also my very picky 4-year-old daughter. When we started seeing you, she was probably around 4 or 5. So we really appreciate you, but I wanted to have you on and just talk to you a little bit about, you know, who you are, where you're from, and what you do. So let's kind of start off with a little bit about you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Matt Frisbee. I've been a chiropractor. I've been in practice for about 10 years. When did I start seeing you guys? It's been a while.
I believe it would have been 2019, if memory serves.
Yeah, so I get to work on a bunch of people. So Paisley, who's young, all the way to older people. And I like to work a lot on athletes and just helping people to find their potential through chiropractic care. So basically just helping people feel good without drugs and surgery. Drugs and surgery are important in some cases, but we try to do things without them in here. I work with both of my parents. So I grew up with a chiropractic table in the house, which pushed me to be a chiropractor kind of from a young age. But yeah, so it's fun. A family atmosphere in here is usually fun.
Working with family is not always fun 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome, man. So I know your parents are both chiropractors, but your grandfather was as well. Is that correct?
So Dr. Delaney was a, someone who's been close to the family, but he wasn't an actual family member, but he recruited my dad out of school. And then his dad was a chiropractor in this same area. So it's been like this same kind of handed down practice for over 100 years, which is pretty cool in the same area.
That's awesome. So you guys have all been in this area, or should say you guys and girls, cause you have a mom and an aunt who's also practicing, right around you. So you've been in this area, you said, for over 100 years.
Yeah. So in some way, obviously not me, but in some way, family wise. Yeah.
Yeah. If it was you for 100 years, that'd be pretty magical chiropractic work. We'd all have to jump on board.
I know. Awesome, yeah.
So obviously your family is what brought you here. You were born and raised in this area. Where'd you go to school at?
Went to Florida State for undergrad, and then Life University, which is the largest chiropractic school in the U.S., which is right outside of Atlanta in Marietta.
Okay, very cool. So did you move up there for school and then come straight back, or did you do any post-college fun?
Yeah, I worked at an office, a personal injury chiropractic office in Atlanta when I was out of school. But home has been drawing me, so I came back pretty quick, and it's been a great fit ever since.
You worked out at another place up in Delaney for a little bit, and then you came back here and started practicing here. And you said you've been practicing for 10 years?
10 years.
Nice. Was this the dream when you were 5, 6, 7?
I think so. What I really wanted to be when I was that young was either probably a monster truck driver, or back in the day, the guys who got to ride on the back of the garbage trucks.
Okay.
that appealed to me as a small child. But that's chiropractic awesome. was a close third, and I think the better option in the long run.
I don't know. Monster truck driver could have kept your parents busy for their whole life, so you could have had a whole pit crew getting work done.
You're right. I could have had a truck designed like a big spine or something like the monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the great. Very nice. So, you know, you always can be the like world's oldest monster truck driver and start doing it when you're 60 or something.
Yeah, that's a good motivation to keep in shape.
There you go. Awesome. So you have been practicing here for a while. You are born and raised in this area. Any future desires to, you know, move or open your own practice elsewhere? Or are you going to keep with the family business?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I'll be here for a long time. maybe re retire somewhere a little. My wife has family in Denver, and she wants to be closer to them at some point. So maybe in the future, move somewhere, but we'll be here for a long time.
Awesome. So your practice is located in Fort Walton Beach, pretty much off a racetrack. I don't remember what the actual road is there, but where
Yeah,
exactly
off
was
the
it?
racetrack, 119 Truxton Avenue is close-ish to Choctaw.
Yep, Choctaw High School there. Awesome. So what all does your practice consist of? Obviously, chiropractic is what it's named after, but having been there personally, I know there's a lot more to it than that. So you want to explore that a little bit with us?
Yeah, we have, so there's four chiropractors that work in the office, and we each have different little styles. Like Dr. Karen, the majority of her practice are kids and pregnant women. But everyone here does a good job working on every type of person. But we have five massage therapists. We have a nice big open room that we can do some physical therapy. If you need a lot of physical therapy, I'll send you over to the physical therapist. We also have a digital X-ray machine on site, and we have a hyperbaric chamber, which is kind of cool. It's kind of a new addition. So we have kind of an array of things. Right next door, we have a yoga studio that they have, or an exercise studio that they do yoga and Zumba and some meditation classes and stuff like that. And then next to them, we have Cafe Organic, which is a healthy restaurant that serves lunch Monday through Friday. So we have kind of a nice little compound over here.
Yeah, very awesome. Yeah, it's been really cool. I've got to use a lot of the equipment. I am really excited for the hyperbaric chamber though.
Yeah.
I saw that last time I was in there and was I need
Yeah.
to get in there and try that thing out.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what is I know you just had the baby. Ziggy is a year and a half now, if I remember
He's a year
right.
and a half. Yep.
Very cool.
18 months.
You got him. Obviously, you can do, I know, chiropractic on him. Something that I didn't know until I really started getting into it is I know at least some of you will work on animals as well. Is that right?
Yeah, Dr. Sue next door, she, in conjunction with some of the local vets, works on animals. So mostly dogs that she works on, but she's an acupuncturist as well. So she does acupuncture on animals as well, which is pretty neat. She's her own entity right next door, but it's kind of a cool thing. I don't work on animals. I have enough trouble working on people. But it's really neat. It's neat to see some of, the response from animals, especially from acupuncture, because there's no like placebo or anything with an animal. You can see them get better, unlike a person where it's a little different, but it's neat.
Right.
Yeah, anybody or anything can come here and probably get worked on.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I know we've brought our pup in. We brought Veda in and she got acupuncture and I think chiropractic as well. Courtney's the one that brought her in, but she's
Yeah.
an 85-pound golden retriever and she was having issues with our stairs in our house. And that seemed to be, I mean, I don't know how it all works, but that seemed to be kind of what helped her start to go up and down the stairs a lot easier. So that was really cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, awesome. So you are working mostly on people of all ages. What is your, I guess, future look like, or what are your big goals for the next, 2, 3, 10 years?
Yeah, it's tricky. At some point, my parents will retire. My parents are in their 60s. My dad told me 5 years ago that he wanted to retire in 5 years, and he told me 2 weeks ago that he wants to retire in 5 years. So he just likes it in here a lot. So he'll probably die in here. But we have my youngest sister. Her husband, my brother-in-law, is going to be done with chiropractic school in a year, so we'll have him in here. So I don't know. We're busy in here. We try to do a good job. So, I'm very happy with how things are going right now. And obviously some type of progression would be nice, but you can only see so many people during the day. So once you reach that, so maybe look at some different avenues. Like, I would like to go get my acupuncture license. I think that would be really cool, really fun. It's nice. You can use it for acupuncture or some dry needling. So I think that would be a nice thing to do within the next year. Maybe as Ziggy, our son, starts to go to some more daycare, I may have a little bit more time to do something like that.
Awesome. Well, I've got dry needling a bunch of times and I found it very helpful. So if you need
Yeah.
a test dummy, let me know. You
That would be great.
can come pin me up all you need. Well, awesome. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I know I have found a lot of benefit from you guys. I'm sure someone will be asking or wondering, are you guys cash only? Do you accept insurance? How's that work?
Yeah, we accept most major insurances. TRICARE is the only major insurance that doesn't cover chiropractic, but I think they're changing that a little bit. Our cash rates are very reasonable as well, so we try to allow everybody to come in. We have a great student athlete rate. It's super affordable, so we get a lot of younger student athletes in here. I work on like the whole ballet academy comes in here, or a bunch
Nice.
of girls. And same thing, that like a lot of dancers from Northwest Florida State College, and we get a lot of, football players in here that beat themselves up all the time right after practice, usually nice and sweaty, but we help them out.
Nice and smelly. Get your office smelling like a locker room.
Yeah, it's okay. We can handle it.
Nice. Very nice. So what is you'd say, I guess, in your professional opinion, the best benefit that someone can receive from chiropractic work? I could tell you from me growing up, I didn't touch a chiropractor. We didn't get anywhere close to it. My parents were very more traditional medicine, meaning like I went to my pediatrician and whatever they said went. And that was kind of the end of the road as far as medicine. I had a lot of back pains the first time I saw a chiropractor. I was 22 and it more or less fixed it overnight. I don't want to say fixed it, but I had a huge alleviation of pain. So if you're talking to someone who's never been to a chiropractor or don't know what they are, what are some of the benefits they can look at getting from seeing a chiropractor?
Yeah. So chiropractic is a lot of what we see in here are kind of the back pain, neck pain patients, but chiropractors are really focused on the nervous system. So your spine houses your spinal cord, and then your central nervous system extends from your spinal cord into your extremities, into your organs, makes everything work efficiently. So chiropractic is really interested in making sure that your whole body's working efficiently. So all the way from the infants or babies, like we were talking about, working on them very gently, unlike working on an adult, a little bit more aggressive. But it's just a nice way to make sure that not only all your joints are moving around as appropriately as they should, but your central nervous system is working, kind of like an overall healthy body approach. We counsel a lot about diet in here and exercise and kind of the overall total health. But then, we'll get people in here. Like a couple weeks ago, I had a patient in here with chronic hip pain. We took an X-ray. He had avascular necrosis of his hip, which is basically where there isn't a blood supply to the head of his femur, and it was dying. So we sent him to the orthopedic, and he had to have a hip replacement pretty quickly. So there's, we're kind of technically primary healthcare physicians. We're kind of that overall total healthy approach with as little, like we talked about earlier, drugs and surgery as we can. Emergency medicine is so important, but we try to stray away from some of these chronic medical approaches where people are just being thrown, the drugs are just being thrown at them, trying to do things a little bit more naturally as much as we can.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's super important that we try and do the natural route as much as possible and then use surgeries and medications, when they're necessary, not because they might be an option.
Yeah, that's we I have a really good working relationship with several of the orthopedics, so or the neurosurgeons and the orthopedic spinal surgeons, because it comes to a point where sometimes people come in here and they have big disc issues or something that we need to send them out to those people, but we do our best to try to get people healthy before they make it to that point.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I know I've had nothing but a great experience with you guys, so I appreciate it very much. I appreciate you coming on and talking with me for a little bit. One last question I got to ask, because I've seen on Instagram and Reels and stuff going around of chiropractors hooking up ski ropes to people's heads and doing a pretty aggressive maneuver. You guys do any of that there, or you don't have to comment on it if you don't want to?
Yeah, like a Y-axis traction, like a big yank. That's pretty aggressive. I don't do that in here. If anything, I would do just some light cervical traction. So nothing crazy like that in here. I do a lot of manual adjustments, but not that specific one. That one's a little mean. But I have one of those straps. But again, I use it just for some light traction. Nothing crazy.
Awesome. Cool. Anything else you got before we go?
I don't think so. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Matt. It's always a pleasure seeing you. I got another appointment lined up, I think, in about 4 weeks. So
Sounds good.
I'll see you when we come in.
Okay, awesome.